Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and God bless you. It's Friday. We made it through another week. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I hope this Friday brings you blessings and continue to bring you blessings through the weekend for you and your family. Amen. Coming with you with the word of encouragement for today, Friday, November the 6th, 2020. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word, I pray that you get understanding from this word of encouragement. I pray for the sick and the shut in, and I pray for all things that happen or occurs. It's within God Almighty Himself. I pray for these things to the Most High and in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Today I'm talking to you about courage, and I'm going to try to be brief as possible. I'm going to read a scripture, Deuteronomy 31:6, from the New King James Version. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you or nor forsake you. That's from Deuteronomy 31:6, New King James Version. There will be hard times when you need courage to keep going. Tap into the source of courage by feeling God's presence. Hear Him say, I am with you always. Pray for courage as you pray for your daily bread. Amen. Amen. A little bit more on that is in the Bible, courage is also called good cheer. As in Mark 6:50 says, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. When Jesus gave the command to the disciples who saw him walking on the water of the Sea of Galilee coming toward them, the Greek word courage and good cheer means literally boldness and confidence. In the Bible, courage is the opposite of fear. And when God commands us to fear not, to be of good cheer, and to have courage, He is always commanding against fear, which is the opposite of courage. But God doesn't simply command courage with no reason behind it. In nearly every incident where God says, fear not, there follows a reason to have courage, and that reason is God Himself, His natural and His perfect plan. When God calms Abram's fears after his battle with the kings of Sodom, the captivity of Lot and his rescue, God says, fear not, for I am your shield. When Hagar was despairing for her life, that of her child in the wilderness, the angel of the Lord tells her, fear not, for the God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. God's promise to the Israelites in Isaiah 41:14 is similar. It says, fear not, for I am the one who helps you. In each incident, we see God commanding courage, not because it is natural for man to be brave and courageous, but because when God is protecting and guiding us, we can have courage because we are confident in Him. In the New Testament, we see the angel of the Lord telling Mary to have courage to face the trial of being pregnant with Jesus by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, despite having no husband. Again, the reason for her courage is that the Almighty God controls all things. Amen. Do not fear, you have found favor with God. And that's in Luke 1:30. The shepherds are similarly commanded to be a good cheer and have courage by the angel who brought the good tidings of the great joy. That's in Luke 2:10. And Zacharias was told not to fear, for his prayer had been heard. In each incident, the courage commanded is the result of the understanding, the foreknowledge, and the sovereignty of God, whose plans and purpose cannot be thwarted, and whose omnipotence makes every circumstance of life subservient to His will. God's promises to us have the same rationale. We can be confident, courageous, and of good cheer because of Him. Have no fear of sudden disaster or ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snarled. Proverbs 3:25-26. Here is a promise of God's superintending care for us, a care that is absent from the lives of those who reject Him, but for those who have placed their faith in Christ for salvation, we are to have no fear because it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. In this great promise lies the basis of our confidence, our courage, and our good cheer. That is my word for today, is to pray for courage. And if you don't, you can ask this way. You can say, "Dear Lord, the power of your presence is always with me, right here, right now, in my heart, giving me the courage to face everything and anything. I pray for these things in your most holy name. Amen. Amen." That is my word for today. Courage. Pray for courage. And again, have a safe and wonderful weekend. May God be holy with you the entire weekend, and may God keep on blessing you. And again, until Monday, I will come again with another word of encouragement. God bless you. I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you. 'Cause God, He first loves me. Amen. Until Monday, bye-bye. God bless you.